growing up in Wyoming is like nothing you can experience anywhere else, but also very interesting because I look Indian, and certainly Casper is not always the most diverse place. So, you know, growing up was, it was the best of a lot of things. And it was also, it gave me a lot of time to think about my identity and that I didn't look like everybody else.
The old adage goes, write what you know. But I'm curious, how did you come to decide to make East Indians in Wyoming the focus of your book? Was it hard to come up with material?
No, no, not at all. I mean, every single story in the collection has a tiny bit of autobiography, but I've experienced knowing some interesting people throughout the years, from motel owners to students I've had here at the university to people we've met at Sam's Club. I mean, really random connections we've made with Indians all over the state, which has been kind of amazing, and it's given me great material.
In the titular story, Cowboys and Indians, the narrator, Faith, is an Indian-born young woman living in Laramie who was adopted by Americans and raised in Wyoming. She offers a ride to a group of Indian college students walking to the store, and they feel each other out for cultural similarities and differences. Would you mind reading a section of that story for me?
Sure. They were not as impressed with the thrift shop's wares, and I could see why. The shelves were piled with odds and ends, decorative plates, figurines, old fishing reels, kitchen gadgets in immeasurable numbers. In the lined sections were sleeping bags with faded rainbows and army trucks on them, hand-tied quilts with patches frayed. Records, books, clothes, there were rows and rows of junk. It was all the debris of small-town America. But then they began to see the prices. Ronnie pulled out a thin silver phone and dialed. She spoke in quick tones to someone and then smiled at me. I told the boys they should come down here, and she pointed to a chair marked $5. There are many more Indian boys than girls at the university. I knew this already. I had seen them playing cricket in Prexy's pasture most nights before the snow came and turned the pasture into a slushy mess. In the late afternoon, one could hear the whack of bat against ball as the whole group of Indian men played cricket. When I walked by, none of them would make eye contact with me. I tried to smile, even stop and watch, but they all looked away. I looked Indian, all right. I even had long black hair. But perhaps it was something in the way I walked, in my lace-up cowboy boots, in my ranch girl jeans that said, no, she's not.
Thank you. Now, having grown up in the U.S., I'm wondering how much you identify with your characters, especially the ones who come from India.
I obviously have grown up in Wyoming my whole life, but I certainly have seen how my mother sort of adjusted to life in Wyoming. The first year we lived in Wyoming, she didn't unpack our house. She didn't think we would stay. The weather alone, the wind alone is really hard. So I've seen that experience, and I really relate with it. I did live in India for a year, and the feelings of dislocation I felt living in India were pretty intense. Just being from Wyoming, the space alone, I was not used to having people so around all the time. I wanted my space. So that was a real adjustment for me. So I know those feelings of being in another country and feeling really disconnected.
Your Indian characters really run the gamut. You've got immigrant children, you've got foreign students, business owners, a native Wyomingite. What did you want your readers to learn or consider about the realities of being Indian in Wyoming?
I think for me, so many beautiful story collections about the immigrant experience in America from people like Jhumpa Lahiri or Chitradeva Kuruni, they all are a very urban experience. They're in places like California, they're in places like Texas, where there are Indian grocery stores, where there are Indian restaurants, where there are other Indians. Being in Wyoming is very, very isolating because there isn't anyone else around that's Indian. And I think that rural immigrant experience is something I really wanted to capture. And I do think the characters then are going to be people like motel owners or students or people passing through in this very kind of odd way. I'm really obsessed with pioneer narratives. And, you know, Wyoming, especially Casper, is this amazing place where the Oregon Trail, the Pony Express, the Mormon Trail, the California Trail, they all pass through. And so I wanted to write a sort of new pioneer narrative about passing through in 2013.
Nina, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Nina McConaughey is a lecturer in the University of Wyoming's English department. Her new book is a collection of short stories called Cowboys and East Indians. It's out on 5-chapter books at the end of the month.